Welcome to the Healing HQ podcast. I'm your host, Chelsea. I'm a Hashimoto's warrior, registered dietitian, and lover of all things healing. Each week, we will dive deep and provide you tips, tricks, and everything you will need on your healing journey from myself and my guests in the community. If you're ready to jump headfirst into your healing journey, then this podcast is for you. Get ready to talk all things woo-woo, mindset, nutrition, and so much more. Let's get started. Hello. Welcome back to the Healing HQ podcast. I am so excited for this week's quickie episode. We are going to be talking about all things self-care, positivity, stress, all that good stuff. And this is one of my absolute favorite topics to talk about. I talk about it in all my programs with all my clients, with so many of you in the DMs, because self-care and positivity and gratitude and your mindset play a huge, huge role in your healing journey. I know it sounds silly and like, no, you're crazy, Chels, but it literally can make or break the game, right? And what I want us to do, I want you to take a second and I want you to say three things that you're grateful for today. Okay, you could pause this. What three things are you grateful for today? Because it all starts with positivity. Right? With everything that's going on in the world right now, I feel we could use a lot more positive thoughts. And the things you are grateful for is an act of self-care. It's showing yourself love. It's showing your body, your environment, your life, love, right? And your brain and body listen to what you say to it. So starting it off with positivity, what you're grateful for, is such an easy thing to start incorporating every single day. And it really can change the game. So what is self-care, right? Self-care to me means doing something that you do for yourself daily that shows positivity and health on your journey, basically. You know, the actual definition is the practice of taking an active role in protecting one's own well-being and happiness, in particular during periods of stress. I think my definition sounds a lot better, right? Doing something for yourself daily that shows yourself love and health and wellness on your journey. Because our mind is the best tool that we have, and we actually have the ability to change and think whatever we want. We have so much power, and I think we forget that. This is where self-care comes into play, and this is why it's so important. It plays a huge role in our mindset in reducing stress. It allows room for healing our bodies and shutting off our brain, right? Doing things that aren't always so cumbersome or time-consuming, right? Doing something good for yourself has so many benefits. And having a positive mind usually leads to a positive healing journey. And that's why I want you to go back and think about what you're grateful for, because we often put self-care last, right? We put ourselves on the freaking back burner all the time, and it's so frustrating. I did it too, right? And the way I like to think about it and the way I try to teach it is we're juggling a ton of balls, right? You have a ton of different balls, and a lot of our things that we claim as self-care, so let's just say like our diet, exercise, drinking enough water, taking your supplements, checking in with yourself, whatever it is, and you're juggling these balls, and these are rubber balls, right? So when you drop a rubber ball, it will bounce back at some point. You know what I'm saying? So we're juggling, and let's just say diet falls out, right? This whole bandwagon mentality thing, which is a whole other podcast in and of itself. But let's just say we're juggling these balls, and the diet one falls down, right? So it's on the back burner. We're not worrying about it right now, whatever it is. It will bounce back because it's rubber, right? But imagine that you put your self-care things into glass balls. You're not dropping that. That's not coming back. You're going to take extra care of it. Make sure that you nurture it. Make sure that it doesn't break. Right? You have to put your stuff into these glass balls because you are worth it. Okay? Because here's the deal, guys. When you're not taking care of yourself, that's where that stress and anger and frustration comes into play. Right? We all have stress hormones. And the most well-known one is like what? Cortisol? It's a hormone made in the adrenals, and it's controlled by the brain, the pituitary gland, the hypothalamus, all that good stuff. And it affects so many different things and functions in our body. And we need cortisol to live, but we don't need an excess amount because it definitely affects our sleep, our inflammation, our blood sugar regulation, our thyroid function, all this good stuff. And stress is not just something you go through, right? There's a physiological experience in your body when you go through stress. It shifts your nervous system, it changes your breathing, and changes how you perceive your environment. It can affect every cell in your body. And sometimes that's good, right? Fight or flight. If you need to pick up that car, you pick up that car. But sometimes when there's an excess of it, it can really hurt us and not help us, right? So I know we all have stressors, right? We all have stress we can't control, especially now. Right? We all have stressors, though, that we can control, right? Like how we react in certain situations, how we react in our relationships, what food we're putting into our body, how much we're drinking, taking our supplements, moving, right? There's a lot of things that we have control over, our decisions, the way we react in our environment, right? They all take hard work to control, but you have control over them. We don't want our body staying in this fight or flight mode. We don't want our body not having any self-care. We want to show it self-love all the time, right? I want you to see that your priorities, you, are just as important as everyone else's in your life. I used to wake up all the time and my to-do list was always for other people, right? And mine were the rubber balls, right? If I drop it, it will come back. That's not okay. Your body needs some extra love, which is totally okay. But instead of ignoring it, I want you to see the patterns that you're creating, right? Because my goal is for you to see how good taking care of yourself feels and that it's not a chore. It can be as easy as starting your day off with three things that you're grateful for. Imagine getting this positivity and like you time, like even if it's 10 minutes of just you time alone doing something that you enjoy. Imagine getting your stuff done first and then do all the other crap that you have to do for everyone else, right? That not only help you in your healing journey, because I'm sure we're not all doing the things that we should be, myself included, but it will help you succeed and feel really accomplished, right? And self-care can be more than just like the kinds of things that I talked about, like three things we're grateful for, all that good stuff. It can include positivity, mental work, breath work, talking to a therapist, getting any help that you need, working on childhood trauma, working on past resentments, right? Or it can look like getting 8 hours of sleep, making sleep a priority, taking 10 minutes, literally blocking out 10 minutes to stand up from your desk and go outside and sit in the sun. Or sit alone, or making sure that you have time to veg out on the couch and watch that trashy TV. That's one of my favorite things to do. Self-care can look like making sure that you're eating at least three meals a day and not working through lunch. Or playing your favorite musical so loud and singing along and pretending like you're on the Broadway stage, right? Self-care can look different for everyone, and I think that that's the beauty of it. But it's something you have to worry about. This healing journey isn't going to be an easy, successful healing journey if you're not putting yourself in the front of your to-do list. Your stuff matters. You matter. Your body matters. And your self-care is so important. And I hope that you take this and run with it. Just by starting with three things that you're grateful for every single day can change the trajectory of your whole entire day. I've done it, trust me. But I just love self-care. It has become such a staple in my own healing journey, and it's what I teach in all my programs with really anyone I talk to. One of the first questions I ask is, so what are you doing for yourself this week? What are you doing for you? What can we do to fill your cup up? Whatever that looks like for you. For me this week, it was actually cooking. I haven't enjoyed cooking in so long, and it used to be an act of self-care to me. And I woke up this morning and I felt such an urge to just cook. And so I did it. And that was my act of self-care, telling my body that I'm listening and that I love it and that it feels good. The other day, It was making sure I get 8 hours of sleep because I haven't been sleeping very well, right? We know that stress affects our body. We know that self-care is a way of helping us reduce stress, and it's something that we can easily incorporate it because it's something we enjoy doing. But I love it. I love self-care. I think you guys would absolutely love incorporating this. And I would love to hear your ideas or what you plan on doing for self-care. And keep me updated with that because I'm always looking to add new things onto my list. But I hope you have an amazing day. I hope you start incorporating all the self-care, and one step at a time, one thing every day can change your whole entire life. And just keep going because you are so worth it. Take what you need. Take time to rest. Be calm. Take time alone. You are so